You know what time it is, folks. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Happy Monday. I hope your week is off to a good start. Remember to go out there, seize your dreams, seize your goals, your visions. It's all within your grasp. All you have to do is just go take it. Remember, mindset, folks, what you put out there, you are going to get. I am so excited and pumped to talk to you a little bit about Conclave, but first, I want to thank the brave men and women out there working in the criminal justice field. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for doing it. I know I was down in Fort Lauderdale this weekend, and every cop, every first responder I saw, I went up and shook their hands and said, thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing. You have much support, brother and sister. And that's what they really appreciate. So if you're not in law enforcement, if you're not a first responder and you listen to this show, if you see one out and about walking around, and you will, go up to them and say, hey, thanks for what you're doing, man. You got much support. They love that. They love it. So like I said, I was down in Fort Lauderdale. I was at the Conclave of Warriors, a great event hosted by my good friend Rafa Conde. He hosts it every year. Last year was the first one. It was the second one this year, and it was a kick-ass event. I was hanging with people like Brad Lee, Chris Cavallini, Craig the Sawman Sawyer from the famed SEAL Team 6 group who helped hunt down Bin Laden and get rid of that piece of crap. It was an amazing event, networking, learning, listening to just amazing people. So for this Microcast Monday, I wanted to talk to you about some of the takeaways. I'm not going to list them all, but I have written down a bunch of takeaways. I'm going to give you a handful of them that I think are pretty valuable that you are going to love. So the first one I want to talk about is, what are you spending your energy on? You know, most of us spend too much time putting our energy into the wrong things. For example, I think most of us, we overinvest in a career, but we underinvest in family. And if you can pick between the two, I mean, they're both important, but what's more important? It's family, right, folks? I mean, you're going to retire, you're going to leave your job at some point, you're going to be on your deathbed, and nobody says, I wish I would have spent more time at my job. Or maybe some people do. I have no idea. They're not really living a fulfilling life if they are. Most people, 99% of people, say, I wish I would have spent time cultivating those relationships, more time with my kids, more time with my wife. Those are the things that really matter. Now, start working on how many people you have helped or can you help along the way. Folks, it's not just about you. To have a really fulfilling life, you have to give back. You have to help people. You know, it's not about money, or it shouldn't be. If everything in your world revolves around money, and trust me, let me preface by saying I love money too, but if it's all about the money, you're missing the whole point of life. You're not taking your money with you. There's no you-all behind you when you're going to your grave. Relationships, spending time with the ones you love, that is what it's about. That is what it's about. Find and treat and nurture those relationships with respect and honor them. Because that, again, folks, that's what it is really about. Again, what are you spending your time on, energy on? The next one is stop worrying. Stop worrying about what people think of you. And don't give me that crap that you don't. You do. A lot of you do. The majority of you do. You're not going to start writing that book. You're not going to start that business. You're not going to go for that promotion. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that because you're so worried, wrapped around the axle about what people are thinking about you. Stop it. Or you can stay in that zone and never get anywhere in life because you're so freaked out. Who cares what people are going to say? When you get to that point where I've been for a while, you know what? There's a liberation. You know, there's a liberation. And you're like, you know what? I'm not saying be curt or don't care about people, but don't care what they think about you. I'm serious. You know, I started the show, and I've said this before, over 3 years ago, I had people saying, what are you, crazy? It's stupid. It's going to be a joke. They're not laughing at me anymore. I don't listen to those people who tell me I can't do something. I just don't, and you shouldn't either. What does success look like for you? Here's another one. You know, because I thought I knew what success looked like for me until I actually wrote it down, until I actually took the time to think about it. What does your success look like? And please, don't tell me it's one thing. Be intentional about this. Write it down. What does that look like for you? What does it look like to you? So important. Life strategy. Your choices about allocating your personal time and energy and talent ultimately shape your life. Let me read that again. Your strategy, your life strategy, your choices about allocating your personal time, your energy, and talent ultimately shape your life. Very powerful words. If you're in a businessman, if you want to start that business, if you're in business right now, have a side hustle going on, remember, people buy solutions. That's it. Business is solving problems. They buy solutions. Whether you're a personal coach, whether you have your own business, whether you're buying a book, maybe they want solutions in your book, they're buying solutions. That's it. And the last one I want to give you really quick is the mirror test. What kind of person do you want to see in the morning when you wake up? What kind of person do you want to see in the morning when you wake up? Are you tired of looking at that gut you got because you're drinking too much beer, binging on Netflix? Well, then do something about it. If you want to see a better person, take care of yourself. Eat right. Put good things in your body. Put things in your head. That's what it's about. And here's one more. If you want more, then do more. Nothing's going to fall in your lap. I talk about this in my book, Evolve. Nothing's just going to fall in your lap. If you want more, do more. All right? And speaking of Evolve, if you want the book, I was giving them away, selling them a little bit down at Conclave. If you want an autographed copy, send me a DM, hit me up on social media. I want to get you an autographed copy of the book. If you want a free ebook version, head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to be able to get the free ebook version. Folks, that's it. That's all I have. I hope you have a great, well, I got a lot more, but I'm not going to give it to you. You got to go out and look it. Look for it. Seek the knowledge. Reach out to me, folks. I would love to hear from you. DM me, reach out to me. I promise I will reach out back. Stay tuned for more great guests on the CJ Evolution Podcast.